This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa, and I'm here with my husband, Scott.
Hello.
And anyway, we're glad that it's Friday for everybody listening, and we know that you're exceptionally excited about that. So this is a good topic, I think, for the weekend.
Yeah.
When you live your life to please the Lord, He promises that He will make your worst enemies to be at peace with you.
Mm.
Sounds too good to be true. Not with God. He is true.
No, and these scriptures are backed up. I mean, that is backed up with these scriptures. Proverbs 16:7, when people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. That's a great scripture.
Y'all hang on there. We've got a couple more.
Yeah, and also Hebrews 11:6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him.
And while Scott's going to the third one, we want to remind you the Hebrews ones, what he just read has to do with what we said in the intro, which was when you live your life to please the Lord. And Hebrews 11:6 talks about what pleases the Lord is our faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please Him.
Mm-hmm.
So hang on to that thought, the one Hebrews 11:6.
Yeah, and the last one is Revelations 3:8-9. It says, I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say that they are Jews but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. Mm-hmm. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love.
That's what he does when you're living your life in faith.
That's right.
It doesn't even make any sense. You're just going on living your life to please the Lord. And, you know, there's people out there that don't like you, that are writing things about you on the mm-hmm. internet and making your life a living hell. And you're not seeking revenge. You're trusting God and believing Him and seeking Him and walking in faith. And you just... it's just amazing. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Even I've heard it played on the news with people that I knew were in trouble, but I knew that they had great faith, and it just worked out.
Yeah.
It's like it just worked out, and we know that it didn't just work out. God
right.
worked it out because their faith, they've just trusted Him.
That's true. I mean, you know, when people do come against you and maybe they don't agree with something that you say or what have you, And that may be perceived as an enemy. I mean, you know, look at the people in Philadelphia, the Church of Philadelphia. I mean, they weren't strong either, but they remained obedient to God and stern, and they stood firm against the satanic oppression that was against them.
And that's like us. That this is referring to a church. Well, we're the church,
mm-hmm.
and we're, you know, a lot of times we're not strong. We've beat up with life, so that would be us. And what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What yeah. happened?
Well,
he protected them.
Yeah, well, Christ promised this church to protect them from the greatest time of tribulation that would ever come to the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He encouraged them to persevere, promising that they would live forever with Christ in His new Jerusalem.
They just persevered in their faith. That's us. Just keep, don't stop believing. Don't stop serving Him. Don't walk away from Him.
That's right. And we have this same trust with God through faith in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Through years of getting to know Him, our hope in God's eternal deliverance is just as certain.
Yeah, that's right. Well, my dad and his brother were in business for many, many years. They both passed away, and they're in the office products business. And one time there was this lawsuit that came against the company, and I just couldn't believe it because we're so opposed to that. And nobody got in fear. Everybody just continued to do what they knew God was telling them to do, continued to serve Him. continued to make their faith known through that industry, that they were an operation of honesty and integrity, and that they served a big God. And nobody was afraid. They just went on through. The lawsuit went on. It went all the way to court. But they lost, and we won, and stood in faith the whole time. And so I always think about that example when I think about big business and people that typically are being sued, and a lot of times you know that it's unjust. And not falling prey and again seeking revenge. Do they have to get an attorney? Of course, they're being sued. Mm-hmm. You have to do that. But just standing strong in their faith and believing, you know, God's on our side. We've always tried to live our life to please Him and not out of duty, as because we want to. Anyway, they stood strong. Mm-hmm. And I always think of that example. Always. Yeah. And it ended up being peaceful from then on out.
That's good. I mean, that's a great example. You have to be peaceful. I mean, you know, there's going to be things that happen in your workplace or your personal life or your marriage or relationships that you have with other people that possibly, you know, they're either going to rub you the wrong way. You may rub them the wrong way. But you just you have to keep going forward, and you have to keep your faith.
But what does faith look like? Faith is a lifestyle that is evident of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
The way that you live your life. The way that you serve God. I mean, we, you know, God judges our heart. People judge us by our actions. But a faith that can be seen is that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we go back to what this topic is, if you break it down, when you live your life to please the Lord, and Hebrews says we can't please Him without faith, if we're living a life that shows those people have great faith, the world sees it, but we know in our heart we do. God knows that we do. Then the rest of the condition comes true. He promises that He'll make your worst enemies to be at peace with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you heard that saying, take the high road.
Yeah.
You know, all this is going on, and man, they just took the high road. Just didn't try to get revenge, didn't seek it. God, He said vengeance is His.
Yeah.
You know, it is His, but it is pretty amazing. And you know that scripture that talks about to love our enemies. It is possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Lord says for us to do. And you just scratch your head and go, how do I do that? You can't, but God can do it through you.
You know, He also says don't overcome anger with anger, you know.
Overcome evil with good.
Yeah, I mean, do it with good. It's like, you know, heaping coals of kindness upon their head.
It has them turn and look at themselves and go, how could they be so nice to me when I've been so horrible to them?
Yeah, really, it's all how do you react? You know, do they see your faith in you, or do you react like anybody else would? You know, do you throw a tantrum and say words to them that, you know, they're hurtful? Or you just simply walk away?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just, you know, say, you know what, man, you know, yeah, and just walk away? I mean, you know what I mean? Sometimes you just have to walk away. Sometimes saying nothing is the best course of action.
Right, you just magnify God and not the problem.
Yeah, but Jesus said turn the other cheek. I mean, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, that's kind of a wimpy thing to say. But no, that's not what he's saying. When Jesus says turn the other cheek, He means, you know, also by the way you react.
And we learn in recovery, we say to respond now and not react.
Exactly.
Response takes some time. I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to think this through. I'm going to seek God as what to do. Reaction is immediate right then, tongue in cheek. This is my flesh. This is how I feel right now. And you don't wait. You don't wait on the Lord.
But because by turning the other cheek, I mean, it takes time to do that.
It does.
You know, and so then you're going to respond to the situation rather than react to the situation. I mean, that's what Christ is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Christ is a manly man. I mean, he was something, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so he wasn't saying, you know, just let people walk over you, but respond to them in a way that. Well, just let them know who you are in Christ.
Right.
So that's a great thing.
Well, just continuing in that whole process of I'm going to live my life to please the Lord, and I'll prove it to myself, to those who care that are around me. I'm going to live my life and show what that looks like, because that's my faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my faith looks like. And then I'm going to release my faith, believing that He's going to hold His promise.
Right.
He's going to keep that to me, that my enemies will be at peace with me.
Mm-hmm. Man, what a great knowing that He's there with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what situation you're going through, whether it be a situation like this where you might be going through a situation in a relationship of some sort, you know, that there's some tension, you know, just go to the Word. Just be encouraged by Jesus and know that He's there with you.
We can't do this, what we're talking about, without Him. There's just absolutely no way. It's not possible because our flesh, you know, our flesh is just, it just takes over, and it just takes us over. But with Him, we can. And he's there for the taking, honey.
He is.
Because it's tough. It is so, so tough to live out your faith at times, isn't it?
Well, it is, you know.
But the bottom line is, that's what He says pleases Him.
That's true. And
no matter what.
We'd all like to think that we all can react in this type of manner, in a godly Christian manner, all the time. Mm-hmm. But then again, you know, we'd be committing another sin because we've been lying.
Right.
Sometimes we just don't, okay? So, you know, our podcast, one thing we're about is being real. Mm-hmm. Everybody stumbles. Everybody makes mistakes. I don't care how much in the faith you are, okay? We trust God from the bottom of our feet to the tops of our heads, mm-hmm. with everything we have. But no one is as faithful as He is to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's all about. You know, in order to really overcome this, what we're talking about today, overcome this enemy type deal and how to please the Lord and how we react to situations. I mean, you know, if you don't know Christ, if you've never given your life to Him, then it's virtually impossible to know His character. Jesus' character was a character, yes, of kindness. It was a character of perseverance. But it was also a character of strength and boldness. And I'll say that in a way because He was just, He knew who, excuse me, He knew who He was in His Father.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, but He would do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was all about doing the next right thing in front of Him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're saying. If you're going through a situation like this, just think about that. Just do the next right thing in front of you.
Yeah. And what does that look like? It's different for everybody.
Yeah.
It may be just getting out of bed and going to work.
Yeah.
That's the next right thing. Whatever promise you made to somebody, keep it. If it's just a simple thing as even return a phone call or a text or an email, that's the next right thing to do.
Yeah.
Just busy yourself doing the next right thing in front of you to do, whatever that is in your life, and leave all this other stuff up to God.
Yeah.
Release your faith and just live a life that demonstrates I'm following God. I don't have to worry about all this. He's on my side. As long as He's on my side, He says, you know, my enemies are going to be at peace with me. And how do we get God on our side? By living our life to please Him.
Yeah.
And we want to encourage everybody to study what that means to you. What does that mean in your life? Look up scriptures and passages on this. What does it look like for you as an individual who's listening? What does it look like for you to live a life that pleases the Lord? Well,
yeah.
Where in your life do you know I'm doing things in my life or thinking things in my heart and my head that don't please the Lord? Get all that taken care of.
Yeah.
In the favor of God, I mean, you'll have to run to keep up with Him.
That's right.
Because, you know, that's what He wants to do. He wants to surround you with goodness and favor. We're just all day long going, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And every day He's just reminding you, I love you.
Yeah.
Love you. That Starbucks coffee you got for free. Love you.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't really go there much anymore.
No, me neither. You know? Well, I went today. But I very seldom go anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are we talking about that?
Because we're yawning.
Yeah. But anyway, the point is this, is in order to learn how to please Him, the first thing we have to do is give our life to
Him.
That's
right.
And maybe you have, maybe you've never done that. You know, maybe you thought you did and you need to renew your faith in Him by asking Him into your life. Did you ask Him from a sincere heart? I don't know. But if there's a check in you, maybe you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So right now is the time you can do this. You can really start pleasing him, learning how to, when situations come into your life, how to deal with them better. And so if you've never given your life to Christ, or if you'd like to rededicate yourself today, we ask you to do that right now. If you would, please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Lord, I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Father, I want to please you. I want to learn how to react differently with your mind and your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much. And today is Wednesday. We'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org if you have any comments. And we're just glad to be with you today.
Okay. Well, this has been great. Thank you so much for spending some time with us and keep living it up.
While beginning again.